Welcome back to Overdunk, everybody, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. This is episode 110, and it is a very exciting one. Thanks, in part, to Wonder Chef and, of course, our other co-commentator, Spraggles. We have the world's groups finally announced after a delightful group-choosing show. It was very exciting to watch. Wonder Chef, we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but since I've addressed them twice already, I may as well mention it. We have a special guest on this episode. Unfortunately, no Deucenex. Apparently Tornado Watch, local to Deucenex, so be safe, Snex family. But we have gotten a very fantastic member who has been, I guess, quite a few times on the show before. Wonder Chef, welcome back to Overdunk.
Thanks. Yeah, it seems like it's a good week for me to show up anyway. You know, I
get
that fun little thing, and it's exciting to talk about, like, kind of what our final, like, thoughts going into Worlds are. I guess technically there's going to be another patch, but
right.
We can at least look at the teams, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just over a month now, right? Well, maybe a month and
wow.
A week or a month and 2 weeks kind of thing is what we're like. It's near the end of August, where it's like my little child brain is just like, I just have to wait until August and then I get to go to Worlds. But then I have to remember, okay, but it's also at the end of August. So it's still a long time, but one day we'll get there. But yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up soon. Of course, we now have a new piece of information. But Bridget, over the last weekend, you were doing some pretty fun stuff, Pokemon related, maybe not Unite related, but if you did play some Unite games out there, let us know. But what were you doing this weekend, and why am I personally so excited about it?
I got to go to New York Go Fest. It was a really, really great time.
Sweet. What, for a lot of our audience, I assume, is like mostly just Unite audience and not greater Pokemon audience. So what do you do, or rather, what did you do at a New York Go Fest?
So it's basically an event for Pokemon Go. That's an in-person event. You get
cool special
spawns and a bunch of bonus stuff and exclusive stuff before the Global Go Fest, which is this upcoming weekend.
Right.
So there's like a specific park that you can book a reservation with. And actually, like, it's kind of interesting. I was like, do we have a ticket? Do they like, how do we like get into the park?
Right.
And they're like, oh, it's just on your phone. There'll be a ton of spawns if you bought the ticket. And if you didn't, there'll be nothing here.
Oh.
So really anyone could be there, but there would just be nothing to do,
right.
Which is kind of, I thought was kind of funny.
Which is the infamous, but, like, what was it in Vegas where they were like, please don't come to the park because people were, and it was like slowing down the internet. I remember.
Yeah. So we did, you could have done that all weekend long. We went on Friday afternoon was when our reservation was. It was a blast. It was very hot, but
yes.
We just had a breeze and drank lemonade. And honestly, I feel like suffering in the heat, like, made it almost better.
Okay.
Because we were like in pain together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also just remembering that we had an ongoing bit that people who play Pokemon Go intensely could easily be recruited for the army.
Okay.
Because of all the crazy things you do, Pokemon Go to the army. So the sun was melting our brains, which I think made everything funnier. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But there also is a citywide pass, so you can, of course, buy that as well and then be anywhere in the city and get the event spawns. So we did that the other day. So we got to go to Central Park and play with a bunch of people there. And that was one of the cooler parts, too, was that you didn't have to just go to the in-park experience. There was stuff all throughout the city. And truly, you saw so many people playing. It was kind of insane.
Uh-huh. Felt like that 2016 summer again when I was watching pictures of it. It was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I have never been to a Go... Well, okay, that's not true. I went to the first ever Go Fest, technically, when it was in Chicago. But I didn't have a ticket or anything. I just kind of showed up and walked around and like checked it out. So like when I say I went to, I didn't really attend. I was just nearby it when it was happening. But they have definitely upgraded many times since then, and it seems like a super cool event. So if you are just a Unite gamer, you casually play Pokemon Go, I'd say, Bridget, do you suggest someone goes to a Go Fest? Is it worth it?
Oh, highly recommend. It is probably a little more, I had never been to New York before, but I was with friends who had been, and that was definitely extremely helpful. And also, if you have friends who are into Pogo, playing with them is also a lot of fun because they kind of know what to look for. But even I would say I'm like medium casual. I just kind of like to collect the little silly guys.
Yeah.
So I had a blast.
I do love collecting the silly guys. That's awesome. Exactly. Yeah. And they're in chat right now, but obviously one of the best parts was that Summer was there. So, Summer, thank you for taking care of our co-host and having a blast at Pokemon Go. Because I think, again, I'm so jealous. I'll definitely be there next year, wherever it is, honestly. I'm going to chase it down. I need to go to a Go Fest again, relive my 2016 experience.
Exactly.
But... okay, let's talk about the main topic that we have for tonight. No big patch in Unite yet. We're kind of expecting probably one more. Rank season's about to end, all those kind of things. But we're going to kind of put a lot of the game stuff on the back burner because the big topic of today's episode, of course, is that the World Championships have finally announced the groups, all eight groups. We talked about it before. The format is slightly changing this year. But just to recap, if you did not listen to the previous episodes when we talked about World's format, we are returning to eight groups of four, where in this case, two groups are groups of three, just because of how many world spots are allocated. But eight groups, but this year, two teams are going to make it out of each group and play in a single elimination bracket on day two. So, a chance for a round robin in groups. We are competing to get that top two, in most cases, two out of four style of spot. But in day two, it's single elim, win or go home all the way for that championship title. And I believe... I don't want to speak out of my butt when I'm talking about prize money, because I know it's not to all 30 teams. I forget where the cutoff is, though, in terms of prize money. So definitely making it into day two is going to be your best chances to get into the cash as well. But we'll be talking about all of that. But Wonder Chef, you were actually there physically pulling the names out of, I believe it was pineapples and coconuts, which was amazing. How was the shoot? Talk to us a little bit about what the group stage poll was, because I think last year was just Spraggle, so this year you got to do it, and you got to return to the studio. So talk to us about what that looked like.
Yeah, it was really fun. Gonna go back, gonna be with the stairs as usual, but I was surprised. Of course, little background. Obviously, it's kind of based around who's around the studio, so people got to do it, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, of course, you and Dupe Snacks couldn't be there. I think one with all four of us would be extremely fun one day. That would be
extremely fun. So chaotic. It's already chaotic with just the two of you, but you add Snacks and I don't know. That might be too much. We have to have more fruits. Who knows? Okay, continue.
They sent the originally they're like, do you want to do the draw? And I was like, all right, yeah, this is kind of serious. And then they're like, oh, here's the concept, you know. And then they sent me this picture of an inflatable, you know, like I don't know, bucket for drinks with a palm tree, inflatable palm tree, and all these like drinks. Drink. I don't even know what they are. They're like cups, kind of.
Okay.
You know what? I was going to do a little bit, but I have them still. So they're like cups that you can open up, of course.
Cool.
And I was like, what is this? This is awesome. I'm all about this. Yeah. And, it was actually really scary because it had to be done all in like one take because we wanted to make sure there was no like, you know, everybody, like, it needed to be clear for everybody. Like, this was all one thing. This is actually how we drew it. Make sure that everybody knew that it was, like, 100% honest. And so I was like, I'm going to mess something up. I'm going to mess something up really bad. I don't know what it's going to be. I'm going to trip. I think I actually did trip a little bit in one of the takes that they used, like, later on.
Leave it in.
Yeah, they did leave it in. But no, it was super fun. We got to have a good time. Every time after we opened them, we would throw them into a trash bin. And I really hope they saved the picture of how many we hit and how many we missed, because we were getting pretty good at it by the end.
I thought it was so funny how often you guys were talking about the throwing bit. And I remember while watching it live being like, I can't believe they stuck to this bit for so long. Like, and they didn't like cut around this or anything. And then I learned that what you just mentioned, for legal reasons, it had to be one giant cut. You can't split it up because you have to prove that it was in fact a honest draw. And I thought that was so hilarious. But I thought it was so fun. Bridget, obviously you were in New York or on an airplane at this time or whatever. Did you get to watch the actual video of the drawings?
I actually have not gone back and watched it. I had one of my friends, shout out April, sending me the play-by-play.
Oh, awesome.
She watched it. But we were running around quite a bit on Friday, so I did get to look at the results, but not the video yet.
Sweet. Yeah, I Okay, also, this is just a shout out to anyone listening to the podcast that this might be relevant to. I don't know what I've done. I think because I co-streamed one event, but I had, like, I think upwards of 4 players message me about co-streaming rules for the group stage drop. I was like, I don't know why I'm the authority on this, but like,
you seem like the guy.
This is, I think because I did one like live stream of the like Japan event, and people were like, okay, am I allowed to do this? Yeah, go ahead. Like, you just gotta do this and this or whatever. But it is funny because there are some esports that are a little notorious for not allowing co-streaming and rules and things. But actually, Pokemon's been pretty fantastic with it in the last couple of years. They've been promoting more and more co-streamers on their own side of things. And there is some pretty clear-cut rules. You can find them on Pokemon.com. But essentially, the rules are just you have to be providing commentary. You can't just do a straight-up just restream and like not talk or not be on the screen. You can't just, you know, stream the same event happening somewhere else and do nothing with it. You gotta add some kind of detail in, whether it's your commentary or just being on screen or whatever. And then I think you just can't promote anything like super that Pokemon would agree. Pokemon basically just like holds the ability to be like, hey, if we don't like it, we're taking it, that kind of thing.
They actually tweeted the guidelines this time mm-hmm. around, right before it happened. That was kind of cool. They were like, yeah, if anybody wants to restream it, here's how.
Yeah, which is even weirder why people were asking me, but whatever. So I'm happy it all worked out. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, I gotta ask, Chef, right after the draw was finished, were there any that, like, you and Jake, like, looking at that big giant screen at the groups, you were like, oh boy, this group is gonna be insane. Just cold turkey, any of those that were really exciting?
Honestly, I mean, I can't speak for Jake, obviously, but for me, and I, we kind of felt like the vibe, because, you know, we kind of had to read them all off, we took a look at them, and personally I feel like these are really well split up groups. Like, yeah. I feel like for every game that I've ever watched, there's always like real obvious death groups, and
yeah,
there are certainly some in this that are like, okay, this is like definitely a group that I would not want to be in if I was playing, but I feel like the split's pretty good. So I don't think there was one single one where it was like, oh my goodness. The only thing that we immediately basically reacted to was SAUL playing against Luminosity again, which is just such yeah. a funny draw.
That is a absolutely wild thing that's happening yet again. I wanted Nouns to be thrown into that group so bad for like the Toon versus Baby Mazo run back from last year, but that is a very, very exciting group. Kind of crazy to see SAUL being like drawn literally first out of all the groups. That was wild stuff. But okay, without further ado, let's flip over and take a look at the group stage itself. This is what we ended up with. I'm going to do a very quick, annoying rundown for video listeners so the audio listeners can catch up if you're only watching this in the podcast world. But Group A is made up of SAUL Esports from India, Legacy from Brazil, ESEN Ayumento from APAC East, and Luminosity from North America. Group B, Talon from APAC East, Cakealot from APAC West, and Imperio Esport from Latin America South, G from North America. Group C, Nouns Esports from EU, Zora Tigers Gaming from Korea, Antic Esports from OC, and Reject from Japan. Group D is Shinrude from APAC East, Ground Zero from OC, and DreamAx Esports from Brazil, and Rework Respawn from LATAM North. Group E is Champion Lord from Japan, Janice HG from Latin America North, Elevate from APAC East, and Vamos from EU, low-key my group of death. Group F, NA Orange Juicers, Fusion from LATAM South, Evos Onyx from APAC West, and Yala Bingo from EU. Group G, we're now into the two team groups. Group G has Onyx Rise, Zeta Division from Japan, Latin America South, 3 Jutitos. Digitos? I totally added a second T in there for no reason. 3 Digitos. And then Group H has Team MYS from APAC West, and Teku from LATAM North, and Nemesis from North America. And that makes up the 30 teams representing their regions at Worlds. This is so crazy. It's so exciting. I cannot wait to see these teams play. Bridget, how about you? First reaction when April was giving you the play-by-play, what were you and April's like reacting to? Would you were like, what? They're together? What group was it?
I think Group F is pretty scary to me. That's uh-huh. Orange Juicers, Fusion, Evos Onyx, and Yala Bingo.
Yeah.
But as far as like matchups within the groups, I am excited for a lot of matchups in Group C with Nouns and Zora, mm-hmm. Antic and Reject, JSV. Yeah.
It's a real proof Zoinks is worth his salt as an analyst group, and I'm really holding on to belief in Group C. Group E, I think, is really interesting. Like, Jonas HG peaking in LATAM North at the right time at the regionals, and then Elevate, literally the world's runner-ups last year. And APAC East, Famos has got a tough pull because obviously they only got moved in because Team Talibobo had to back out. So it's a whole thing there.
Wow. But imagine Talibobo in that group, though.
Oh, I know. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah, that is interesting. But okay. Yeah, we'll be getting into these groups. We are going to do predictions at some point tonight. Just a few more things I want to mention about the World Championships, or the group stage poll and everything like that. I had some people asking me on Twitter as well. I don't know, maybe they just didn't watch The View or just saw the page or whatever. There were a couple of rules in this group one. First obvious one is no region could be a repeat in a group at all. So you can't have two EU teams in the same group, for example. Always would have to change up that. And then the second one, of course, is that you could not have more than two first seeds in a group. So I guess really weird with APAC because they have like a bajillion first seeds because they had a bunch of like regional qualifiers and then the LCQ counted as a second place seed. So it's a whole thing, but that's why along the top of all the regions on the first and second spots for the most part are the first seeds. That's why that works like that. Whereas Group G and Group H only have one first seed apiece. But yeah. Yeah, that's just basically how it turned out. Oh, and then the last thing, when we do pivot to predictions at some point, we are going to be predicting the first seed out of every group and the second seed out of every group.
Well, hey, man.
Yeah, I know. We got to make this hard somehow. It has not been announced of why that's going to be relevant, but I think it is very safe to say that coming out of a first seed out of a group will most likely place you against a second seed of another group. I would be baffled if that was not the case. So just got to remember you want to be in that first spot position. But yeah, we'll be jumping into that for a moment. But I actually, admittedly, I want to pivot away to something that I found very exciting on Twitter this last week, is where people were utilizing the power rankings with the group stage. The power rankings, of course, I'm referring to the whiteboard I have behind me right now of the teams that I was moving around and things like that to try to power rank the entire region. We have a few interesting stats. So we had three entries on Twitter that people were setting in. So shout out to Arterin on Twitter, Shink Pokey on Twitter as well, and Dextrodome. They all reached out and threw out these different ideas. So the first one is if you ranked how hard each group is based on each team's placement on the Zoinks Power Rankings, this is what it would be. And these are the average placements of every single one. So Group G is actually listed as the toughest group at 11.6 average power ranking on my power ranking. Now, Group G is one of the regions that has, here, this is what I'm going to do. I'll move it here. There we go. So Group G is Onic Rise, Zeta Vision, and 3Digito. So those two bring up that ranking quite a bit. Group A goes all the way down to 20th. So I think SAUL, Legacy, Isana Yumento, and actually Luminosity ranked quite low on this. Definitely brings down the lower average and things like that, which I thought was kind of interesting in terms of team's average placement. So I want to hear from you two. How accurate do you think that this is to depicting the group's powers if we go by my average power rankings within the group?
Kind of interesting because I feel like it makes it hard to compare the groups to one another, but it's almost saying that, like, oh, whoever wins Group G is winning the hardest group and are more likely to go further in the bracket.
Yes, that is probably what these statistics are pointing towards, for sure.
The only three groups make it harder for sure.
Mm-hmm. They bring the average a little bit more. I think like this list kind of proves itself a little bit with Group F. Like so many people are talking about how Group F is so terrifying and difficult, and Group E. Group F and Group E are second and third on this list. Group G is almost an anomaly. Like it kind of feels like, you know, when a lot of graphs you have to take away the largest and the smallest to get the median or whatever it is. I think that's how math works. It feels like maybe this list would work that same way. But yeah, this list kind of showcasing that F and E is extremely difficult. Group H, D, and C, all extremely close. 15, 15.25, and 15.5 in H, D, and C, which I think very interesting. All extremely close on the averages.
I like the idea. I think it is a little bit weighted towards just like how good of a team you have, because it gets split up like obviously quite well just based on the fact that there's like a bunch of first seeds and then a bunch of like later seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel like when you have, like, a Japanese team, for example, in there, you get rated super high.
Of course.
Just because of your power rankings, which is probably true. But I feel like it's pretty good. Yeah. And, I mean, that's like a – I mean, obviously it's really hard to judge any difficulty, right? But I feel like it goes off of your power rankings very well, is what I'll say.
Okay, yeah. I will totally agree with that. It makes the numbers I'm working with – makes sense. So I think that is fair. Let's go on to the second one. This is actually my favorite one. So this one comes from Shinkpoki, who does basically they ranked the third ranked team in each group to talk about maybe what would be the most difficult. So in Group A, for example, SAUL is ranked the third placement out of all four teams at 19th. Whereas a higher group, like in Group H, Inteku is there, who is ranked rather low on the power rankings. However, Group E and C are very difficult because C has the lowest being 15th. So the lowest strength team in my eyes, of course, in this group is directly in the middle. And in Group E, they're actually just above that middle, with Jaunus being the lowest ranked team in that group. So Group E being Jaunus, Elevate, Elevate, Vamos, and Champion Lord. Of course, not the lowest ranked group, the third ranked group. Now, the reason you choose the third one is because they're always going to be the wild card team in a group stage that is attempting to qualify two teams. What can that third place team do to really make movement happen? How do we like the third ranking team of each group? Do we think this one is a solid way to do things, or an interesting thing to look at? Bridget, how about you?
Yeah, definitely. Can you flip back to it, actually? Uh-huh. Sorry.
It's not in order, so it's hard to read.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's in group order.
That's okay. Yeah,
it's in group order. It's in A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
But yeah. Right.
Yeah, I like this a lot as, like, the disruptors, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to be like, okay, well, I mean, in Group C, sure, there's some other solid teams, but, like, Rejects ranked 15th. Like, they could easily break through and make it into top 16, especially because that is what the cut is into Day 2, right, is that top 16 spot, which means there are three teams above that cut, which obviously can't work for how the format's going to go. Which I like quite a bit. Chef, any more thoughts on the rank of the third ranked team in each group?
Yeah, I think it's super smart because you don't really need to win your group, right? Like,
right,
of course.
A
lot of difficulty is like how, you know, winning your group, but that, well, not obviously. I genuinely have no idea how it's going to work, everybody out there. But I'm assuming, like you said, that winning your group is going to be slightly better seeding, but it's not like it's going to put you in winners versus losers or anything like that. Like,
yeah,
you get to a single elim, it's like you're going to have to do what you're going to have to do anyway, since top 16 single elim. So I would have actually really liked to see this, but a combination, like the average or the combination of third and fourth of every group, because
Ooh.
I feel like that's a really good signifier of like how difficult it can be to get out. And
Ooh, okay, I like that. That would have been good too.
Third as well, though, because it doesn't take two to beat you; it just takes one to beat you. So,
sure.
I think this is really cool. It's like it's a whole different like strategy as far as like looking like, do you want to win your group or do you want to just get out of your group?
Right.
And honestly, I know the answer. I think for most teams, is just get out of your group.
Okay. Well, If the question is, what group is the most difficult based on these power rankings, I actually think Dextro's stats might be one of the most interesting. And they put them in descending order for all of you, which I know you enjoy. But Dextro did this. Ranking groups based on the standard deviation of power rankings. Basically, from the highest ranked team to the bottom ranked team, what is the greatest difference between them? Greatest difference, standard deviation. I'm sure there's more math. Basically, it's saying how tightly packed are the groups based on the power rankings. And group A is actually listed at the top at 4.74. By far the tightest. The next one being 7.26 placements between them. And let me show you group A again for everybody who needs to see it. SAUL, Legacy, Isen, Ayumento, and Luminosity. And that should make sense. All of those teams are extremely closely ranked, with Isen, Ayumento being kind of the difference maker. That one, Isen, Ayumento at 28th. But SAUL, Luminosity, and of course, Legacy. All being, yeah, thank you so much. Being extremely close, just two placements away from each other. And Luminosity and Legacy being only one placement. So, yeah, very, very interesting that keeps those teams so tight.
Yeah, I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just think it's really interesting, like you guys were kind of saying with the last one, it really only takes one team to knock you out of that day too, and so seeing who is in Zoink slash RI's the most close.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really for group A, I could see any of those three teams, LG, Legacy, and Slate,
yeah,
moving on. So
yeah, it's a super big toss-up group, which I think is really interesting. Let's look at the other side of this. So the bottom end, the biggest disparities are group F and group B. Now, why is group F so abnormally luck? So, I mean, we're talking about how such a competitive group. I see. So Onyx and Yellow Bingo are ranked quite low, and Orange Juicers are ranked very, very high. And Fusion, obviously, rank 1. Orange Juicers currently sitting at rank 6 on this power rankings. And then Yellow Bingo and Evo's Onyx are both kind of sub 18 and low. Yellow Bingo being at 18. So a huge disparity between those squads, obviously, Orange Juicers and Yellow Bingo, which allows for this big gap, which is honestly, and I'm going to say it, one of the reasons I had myself scratching my head at why everyone was saying group F as the group of death. I was like, yeah, it's a tough group, but I think it's a pretty clear Orange Juicers and Fusion out. Unless people are really gassing up Yalla Bingo, maybe. I'm not too sure. But yeah, Bridget, how about you?
I honestly think Yalla Bingo has a very good chance.
Okay.
I think they've won a lot of their regional competitions. They've pretty much stuck together this entire season. I do believe they could make this group pretty interesting. Obviously, okay. Number one team in NA right now, Orange Juicers. And number one team from AS Fusion. That's an insane group to have to knock them off. But I don't totally count them out at all.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I could see Yellow Bingo winning games against any of them. That's fair. I will say this. I think Yellow Bingo is probably one of the teams I have ranked too low on the power rankings. I will accept that slight. Against my big whiteboard and numbers, hot take against myself. I do think that is one that I could probably be moving up. But okay, well, I didn't ask for that, but thank you so much to everyone who chose to engage. Thank you, Bridget and Wonder Chef, for going through those stats. But I thought it was just some really interesting points across the board, but. Let's get down to business, shall we? Oh, let's predict the future and choose what teams are going to... I know, Chef, you already had to choose these teams and what group they go in. But now it's time we choose what groups or what teams make it out of these groups. I don't see any reason to go outside of alphabetical, so why don't we start with group A? Who do we got in first seed out of Group A? And chat, please, feel free to join in on the conversation. We want to hear what y'all are thinking for who is top out of this group, who's second place, and everything like that. But Wonder Chef, maybe let's start with you. Who is your heart leading to in terms of first place out of this group?
Okay, this is so I agree with the variance that this group has the highest potential of anybody making it out, in my opinion.
Yeah,
Yeah, so obviously all the teams are really good, but also the metas of all of these regions are very different, and that's something that I feel like I'm going to talk about a lot as we go through all of them, is I feel like a lot of my predictions are going to go out the window once I see, like, which region's meta kind of works out. Because, like, Japan's meta is so different than, like, the North American meta, which is so different from, like, the South American meta. It's, like, it's very, very different all across the board, and if I had to make a guess, personally, okay, so I'm going to go a little more in-depth with this one than the other ones. I'm not going to take this long for the other ones. But
totally fine. We got time. Wonder Chef, historically, right. This podcast goes long.
I don't know why that's
I don't know if you've heard that.
I've said it like two times ever.
Joints has definitely said it so many more times than you have ever said it.
I know. And I'm not even complaining about it going long. It's just that every single time that it does go long, Zoinks is like, oh, well, you know, it always just points it out. So I'm always just, I'm making fun of pointing it out. But okay. So I think that Luminosity, obviously very good. But still, we need to see how they gel together as a team. They've got a lot of time before Worlds even now, which is great. And they had a lot of time since their last tournament. But admittedly, even at NAIC, they weren't looking world champion level. So we'll see. But obviously, we know that the players can be. Legacy, we know that they can do better than they have been performing based on the players who are on that team. So they're another team where it's like, yeah, 2 months can change the world for them. S8UL, I have a lot of confidence in them. I have a lot of confidence in India based on how they've been playing. And then Isan Almento, I think they're solid. And I'm not sure if the teams are going to prepare for them with who else is in their group. And there's a lot of potential inconsistency in that group. So
yeah, let me before you make your prediction, Chef, I just want to jump in and talk about a few of the points you make, because I think you were bang on in a few of them. India has done very well this year in competition. We don't have a lot to point to in terms of global competition, but ACL, obviously True Gravity, made a huge splash at that tournament, went extremely far and an extremely good run there. And SAUL beat them, so Transitive Properties definitely gassing up SAUL quite a bit in this situation. Isan Almento, I think, is a team that a lot of people rank quite low because they were the LCQ team, right? So they didn't make it out in their own group qualifier. They had to play in kind of the regions all mashed up together LCQ. Being said, they still won an LCQ competing against other regions other than just their home region, which isn't an easy task to do. So this is APAC East last year was a region to have two teams in the top eight of groups. So there are two teams make it out of the groups last year, as did Japan. They were the only two regions to do that. So things to weigh in on. Bridget, any storyline or points that you want to bring up on Group A before we make our predictions here?
I don't think so. I think you had a good point about Soul 8 and just how good True Gravity was in ACL, and that they were able to beat them for this spot is definitely not something we should be sleeping on.
Right.
Also, even last year, I thought SAUL was extremely good, but the group, format from Worlds last year meant that they lost. They did not make it out of groups because they lost 2-1, the only team to do that, against the world champions. So clearly they were good, and they were looking so good in that set. So I really, really think that if the format was different last year, they would have been maybe even like top four with how they were playing in that game. And they're continuing to be good, and it seems like they got even more competition this year. So I don't know, I got a lot of India confidence.
Oh man, I gotta admit, I don't share it. I they looked so good against LG in that one game. And then after that, I think they got 0-2'd everywhere else. I don't know.
It didn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because they lost, and then they knew they couldn't qualify. So
That
was the problem with the format last year, is that we saw a bunch of teams that looked really bad after they lost one game, because they're like, well, we're out. Why are we even playing?
I know. It's just The community gives this team so much gas for almost winning a game one time. And that, I don't know, it just sits wrong with me.
That's the best team in the world.
Yes.
The only team
that no one else was able to do.
Okay, maybe you're right.
I just like to see you squirm.
I'm glad I'm not on cam because I am shmoving in the abs area. Okay. I don't know what squirm, I don't know what muscles you use to squirm. Okay.
I guess your abs.
Okay. Oh man, I'm just deflecting. I don't want to make a prediction. Okay. Do we want to? Yeah, I know. We're already breaking it down. Okay. I think. Do any of us not have Luminosity making it out of this group?
What if I said me?
Do you not have LG making it out?
I'm leading. I'm such a Brazil stan, Zoinks. Oh. We're going to disagree.
Okay, so you're vouching for... Is it Legacy S-A-U-L? Is that your vouch, Bridget?
Yeah, I'm feeling crazy.
Okay, man, already Group A. Yeesh. okay, Wonder Chef. Okay, Wonder Chef, where does your vote go?
This is actually really, truly so hard.
I think Dextro freaking nailed it on the group breakdown. Now I'm like, okay, this is so hard, actually, in this one group.
We should have gone backwards so that we're not starting with this one. And the other one's actually easy.
Yeah. yeah,
too
you're
late now.
Right.
Okay, so I'll say this. I cannot know what the teams will do post within these 2 months, basically, from the last tournaments to Worlds. So if I had to say, based on the results from, like just taking a screenshot from previous, SAUL makes out in my eyes, and Luminosity makes out in my eyes, is second seed.
Okay. Ooh, Legacy first seed.
No,
SAUL. Oh, eight first.
Oh, yeah. So you're going SAUL and Luminosity.
Yes.
Oh, man. And I think I'm going out Luminosity and Legacy. We got the three-way tie. Okay.
Oh, my Jesus.
That means that Ethan also Almento's definitely making it.
Yeah. They're number one. Yeah, they're actually the number one.
Okay.
They could, though. They absolutely could.
Unironically.
Like, it's not just that. Like you mentioned, like, they had to play in an LCQ that's kind of, like, harder than their normal tournaments because it was multi-region. And,
yeah.
I think they very easily could. And also, just with how aggressive, APAC is, I think they could, like, just kind of run over somebody without them knowing. And I don't know.
Real.
Impossible.
This is,
impossible
like,
to tell.
Isan Ayumento's the, like, Pikachu team, I think. If I'm remembering correctly, I did the VOD review of this region so long ago, and they're the group that's like, we're picking Pikachu every freaking time. I'm like, I don't know why we're drafting Pikachu here, but
you're giving away their strats.
That's my job, Bridget. That's literally my whole job. Okay,
that's crazy.
All right,
Flamin' Hot Depressos fan, I cannot say anything bad about choosing Pikachu.
Okay, fair enough. I cannot deny that. All right. I gotta vouch for Legacy in this, I think. Okay. So I'm gonna put Legacy. Let's put Legacy second seed. Thoughts?
That's
okay.
Sure, yeah.
All right. I'm gonna say blue is our second seed highlighter. And green is our first.
Oh wait, we have to combine. We have to combine and choose. We can't each choose our own. This is.
We
tough.
Have to come to an agreement.
Yeah, I think we put a ton of asterisks on this group. That's the name for this group.
Asterisk.
Group asterisk.
Real group of death.
It's actually called wildcard because I don't know how to spell asterisk.
Just put an asterisk. Just use the symbol.
Yeah. Just do what you know. Oops.
So it's A-S-T-E-R-I-S-K, but
yeah, it's too late. Yep.
Thank you, Bridget.
he's gone.
It's over, yeah.
All right, there. That's group A.
It looks like it's wearing like a Lao, like a...
Oh, Naomi like, just came in and said, where are we at? Naomi, we are on group
one. We're on the first one, baby.
We're on the first one. Okay. Oh, man. All right, Bridget. Well, actually, okay, Legacy wasn't on your choice at all, right, Wonder Chef?
Or yours, right?
Right. We No, we actually kind of went in like a full circle, I think.
Yeah,
like
we did. We three-way tied. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I am opting for Legacy, so your choice wasn't chosen at all. So in this realm where Legacy gets second, do you choose SATUL or Luminosity to get first?
SATUL.
Holy shit. We're going to get cooked on Twitter.
We don't have our Homer dupe sex. This is what happens.
This is pre the 2 month training, right? This is pre the 2 month training.
True.
So we'll see.
Oh man, I can't believe
we just
predicted two-time world champions Luminosity came into not.
There's one guy. There's one guy who's a two-time champion.
Bridget, that one guy, I think the majority of people would agree, is the best player in the world.
I'm not saying you're wrong. Oh, I'm just saying you slow-bro-old that guy.
I like the way you think. Okay. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, okay, look, I'm basing this off of just what we saw from them at NAIC. And I know that they admitted, like, this is still not where we want to be at NAIC, which is totally, like, they understand what they had to do in these 2 months. But you can't guess that they're going to, you know, jump up a million, you know, places in 2 months. You just have to go off the last known thing. But I do have confidence that they can get back to 100% or past 100% with that roster. That's so ridiculous. I have that confidence, but you can't base it off of that confidence, you know?
Yeah.
Can we switch SATUL and Legacy?
You want Legacy first? See it out?
I don't want SATUL first. I just don't know how I got convinced into India making it out of this group.
I don't know how you got convinced to put Brazil first in a group.
Oh, I like it better than SATUL first in a group. Oh, man.
Put Isan Amento out. They'll be first.
Yeah, Legacy first, Isan Amento second.
Okay, well, for all of those wondering, the reason there's stars above Group A is because we are naming this group asterisk because we really have no idea. This is the biggest wildcard group. I'm just calling it wildcard. Asterisk is not going to translate to Twitter. We need to... wildcard. There. And that is going to be...
should put group after it.
Group? Wildcard group? Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
You'll know what you're doing.
Sure. All right, this
live
is,
editing.
Yeah, so sorry. Is this taking way too long?
No, this is perfect.
It'll be, yeah, I mean,
this is really great for audio listeners.
This is very overdunk right now. Okay, wildcard group. There we go. We have now named the group. All right, let's move on to Group B. If we need separate bets. I know we do. I mean, I'll make my own individual ones later.
Yeah, so it's just like, I'm not co-signing this.
Hey, no, I mean... I have to. That's the game on this podcast. So it's just racist. Whoa. I don't know what's up with that, but all right, let's move on to Group B.
Maybe take a minute.
All right, Group B. Talon, Cakelock, Imperio, and G. Let's move on. I think this group is a little easier to predict. My two clear teams out of this group are Talon and G. Is there any debate there?
Not for me.
Okay. I do not think so.
Okay. Talon first or Talon second? I'm saying Talon first.
I also think Talon first.
I think Talon second. I really have a lot of confidence in G after their last performance. I don't know. Right. And I mean, I don't know. Okay, listen. I know that Talon's really good right now, but I also still don't understand exactly, and that's a me problem, why, like, you know, like, for example, like, why everybody was saying, like, have them, what are they, fourth in your power ranking?
Yeah. Admittedly, that might be a little too high, but yeah, they are up there.
I mean
they won their
region really
and got
good.
Second in Worlds last year, no?
Elevate got second.
Yeah.
But they beat Elevate in regional finals.
Okay. I feel like a lot of, like, the APAC community rates them, like, very high.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's true, for sure. I mean, again, it's just maybe a thing that I don't know, but... I think G is going to do really well, especially with they've got a lot of offline experience, which I think is going to help out a lot. And obviously also world's repeater, right? Which we're world champion repeater. So that's always going to be like a nice little boost to your confidence. But I don't know. I think I just don't know enough about Talon, maybe. It's very possible.
Okay, okay.
That's fair.
How do we feel about this, the APAC-rated group? Like, I feel like Talon gets so much gas just from their own region, right? Like, it's the...
Yeah, APAC homers.
Ooh, APAC homers is good.
Channeling dude snacks.
Okay, this is the APAC homers group. That is what we are calling. Which is funny because there's two APAC teams, we're only choosing one, but it's fine. Okay, let's move on to Group C. A lot of people's group of death. That was mine when I was originally looking at it. Apparently, it's low key Group A. But Group C: Nouns Esports, Zora Tigers Gaming, Antic Esports, and Reject. So I think we might want to talk about this group a little bit more than we have, at least over Group B. Nouns Esports, obviously a team that's hitting the ground running right now. They're absolutely crushing it. I think a lot of people are going to have them ranked first out of this group. I'm going to be included. Zora Tigers Gaming, a team I am extremely high on. I think this team is so good just from what I've seen in the eye test. They have not gotten to compete very much internationally outside of ACL, which they placed fifth against some very incredible regions in their own right, and they dominated their own region, 2-0-ing everybody, even Styx team. So I got Zora Tigers game in there. There is Antic in this crew as well, not the regional winners. They were qualified through championship points. And then Reject JSV, a Japan team, so instantly already gets extra rated, and they're the secret ship, like, squad, right? They have that magic behind them. They just do. So that is another thing to consider when it comes to that squad. So with that, I am vouching for Nouns first place out of the group. How about you two?
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a hard one to fight.
All right, sick. So we got that in place. Now, may I interest you in Zora Tigers Gaming second place?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Now, yeah, that guy, that is Secret Ship. I mean, it's three members of old Secret Ship, right? It's three members. It's not the entirety of the old squad, but Yakko is on that team and that whole crew. So, but which is kind of cursed to not make it out of groups in Worlds if the last 2 years, or they have the magic for their regional final, and then it drops out a little bit. But so I'm vouching for Zora Tigers Gaming. How about you, Wonder Chef?
Before anything, I will say that while I'm not voting for Antic, I think that this could potentially be a really good pull for Antic because...
Oh, okay.
I know that, I mean, it's not a good pull for Antic. It's a tough group. But as far as, like, an upset potential, I think they've got something there just because we know that Siluwu is, like, a big studier and specifically has more knowledge of a lot of the Asian teams than... kind of anybody that I know. It's really impressive.
Okay.
Like when we were watching ACL, he was like, oh yeah, this team's great, this team is super strong at this, blah blah blah, and happened to get a Japanese team and then Zora Tigers Gaming in there, and Nouns is like, whatever, I don't know if you're gonna have a chance there, but like, just that knowledge might be good to pull off some sort of upset, have some sort of counter. But unfortunately, I'm not voting for Antic, even though I love the OC crew. And I'm voting for Zora Tigers Gaming as well, honestly.
Okay, that is two votes, so it will be getting highlighted. But Bridget, I will allow you to speak your piece. Would you have been vouching for any other team, Reject or Antic?
As much as I wish I could vouch for Antic, it's just really hard knowing how much smaller their pool is compared to especially like Japan and Korea and even Europe. Mm-hmm. And I did pull up my world spreadsheet from last year just to see how Secret Ship did, and they were the only Japan team to not make it out of their group and went 0-3. So I will co-sign the Zora Tigers
game. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Reject has some chance. I saw people mentioning in chat, Reject did beat Uniteholic to qualify here, which is kind of crazy.
True.
I mean, right? So that is a big vouch. This is another group that obviously has some pretty big toss-ups. Any vouches for the name that we want to give this? Obviously, chat, we've decided that Group C is a boring name, and we want to instead name the groups. I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Let me change it. Hold on. Do that, and then this, and this. Surely this time, tune.
Oh, bro!
There.
Dad, that's kind of sad. You have to read it to the class.
Yeah, can we add from Zoinks at the end of that one?
No.
This was written by Zoinks.
Oh, maybe is that too much? Is that too much? Should we?
Put the question mark after Tune, and then I think it's good.
Surely this time, Tune group.
Yeah.
Tune group.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's good. Okay. Ooh, X Factor for Zora Tigers is actually pretty good. Last chance. Do we change it to Group X Factor?
I like you trying to get us blown up on Twitter.
Yeah, I like the drama.
Oh, man. Okay.
Why are you? You're the one who thought it up. Why
I know, because I thought it was funny, and now I feel bad. But all right.
He likes the banter.
He does, except he always beats me in the banter. But we'll move on. We'll go to Group D. Shin and Rude from APAC East. Ground Zero Gaming from OC. Those are two first seeds. Second seeds are DreamMax Esports and Rework Respawn from LATAM North. This is a really interesting group, actually. Another one that was pretty high on the, like, close in comparison rankings. Ground Zero definitely, like, pulls it down a little bit. But Ground Zero low, DreamMax in the middle of the pack, and then Shin and Rude and Rework Respawn both being ranked extremely high. Actually, it has a pretty even spread on this group, so it gets kind of interesting there. My vouches, I mean, mine are pretty safe in this region, as it's just Shin and Rude and Rework Respawn. Probably in opposite order of the ones I said. I actually might have Rework out of first seed in this.
Ooh.
I believe in this team. I believe in Rework like real hard. I know they kind of biffed it in their regional finals, but I think they're way bigger than that. So I'm vouching Rework first, Shin and Rude second.
Didn't Rework Respawn do really good in, was it Unity Clash recently?
Yes.
A grassroots tourney, I believe they actually showed up pretty
hard
for. That
dominant.
Was out of semi-global scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I know Ping, Avi, but yeah, I would co-sign RR for first.
Okay. Well, it's kind of two votes, so I'm just going to click the highlighter. we'll hit that a little bit. How about you, Wonder Chef?
Yeah, it's just like Dextra just said in chat, I was going to bring that up. So I'm angry that it was brought up before I got to say it. No, I'm just kidding. Rematch, obviously, third and fourth place from AOS Cup. So we get a pretty direct, one of the only direct comparisons between regions that we get to see here. Obviously, that was 6,000 years ago and
true,
a million metas ago.
Yeah, in esports years, it's ancient history, but...
yeah, it's beyond my memory at this point. But that was cool to see. And I do... First of all, I gotta say, I've been writing Shin and Rude wrong this entire time, and I think it was misspelled somewhere, and nobody ever corrected it, and I think people have been spelling it wrong as well. But it's Rude, exactly like that. But I agree with y'all. Rework Respawn, Shin Rude, definitely
Shin in second place.
Yeah, it's it could easily go either way. I think if there was one group that I had to say the first and second place is as close as it could possibly be, it's probably that one. Okay. But I have to vote just based on what we've seen.
Oh my gosh, I keep grabbing the stupid wrong thing. I'm gonna lock it. I will say I'm calling this one the revenge group because of the rematch. I think that's fun. I think that is what we're gonna call group D, is revenge group. Now I have to move everything because okay. All right, we're halfway through, everybody.
Great.
We're halfway through. We're doing it. We are so doing it. Let's move on to group E. Champion Lord, Jonas HG, Elevate, and Vamos. Did I spell revenge wrong? Okay. I don't know if someone's suggesting a name or correcting my spelling. It's fine. My spelling is horrendous. Group E, I just mentioned the teams. This feels like another group A to me. I'm not going to lie. I actually don't know where to go first off. Oh, okay. Hold on. Does anyone not have Champion Lord first place out of this group?
They're defo first.
Okay.
Me.
Yeah. All right. That's two vouches. So
I have. Sorry, yeah. I have to vote for them as well. I feel like there's a chance that they don't end up. That doesn't end up happening. But I think
for sure
you have to vote for them.
All right. Who goes second? Is it extremely hot right now, Jonas, or is it not so hot in their regional finals, but very hot last year at Worlds Elevate, or Vamos, the true wild card?
I think EU plays really funny in a good way, complimentary. And I think that any EU team can pull off any upset. I mean, Nouns, I think they play a little bit more kind of normalish, but specifically Vamos and Yellow Bingo, actually especially Yellow Bingo, but we'll talk about that later. They play kind of wild, you know. We've seen it a lot in their meta over their like monthly cups, and I'm not sure if the other teams are gonna be ready for it, but that's not my vote. My second vote is probably I don't know.
It's probably
really I was just talking to try and build myself time, and it wasn't enough time.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking with this team. My vote is going to go to Jonas. Recency bias aside, we already have two APAC East teams making it through. What are the odds three out of four APAC East teams make it out? You know?
I mean, I just think that just means it's a strong region.
No, it does. It does. It's an extremely strong region. It's totally fair. But I'm trying to play the odds here.
Also leaning towards Jonas.
I've said it four different ways in this one episode. Great. I really don't know. I really don't know.
It's definitely your guys' fault.
Chat's actually kind of going off for Jonas too. So if we're including them, which we never do, but if we want to, we are. Okay, now Ripto says elevate. Now you swing in and say elevate, Ripto. but yeah, I'm thinking Jonas right now.
I could definitely see elevate locking in
for sure,
depending on the meta. Like, I am so excited to see like the clash of all the regions.
Do we want to talk about how
North just plays so different than APAC East, so it'll be interesting.
That is true. We want to talk about how elevate, their best player on that team, I think a lot of people would argue, is their Mew player, who's like a godlike Mew intel, and we don't see that Pokemon very much at all in competitive right now. Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, I think we could, and it would still do fine. It's just a
Mew.
Weird...
Yeah.
Mew's kind of always good.
Yeah.
Doesn't match up great like... to Sylveon, I think, but yeah. I'm vouching Jonas. That is my vote. Bridget, is that your vote?
It is.
All right. Wonder Chef.
I just feel like we're ganging up on Wonder Chef. I'm not going to lie to you.
Hey.
That's fine.
SAUL is first seed out of Group A because of Wonder Chef. So
I don't know what happened in Group A. I blacked out.
Yeah, we all blacked out in Group A. What happened? Why is Luminosity not making it out?
I don't know what happened.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We could rethink that one, but I think it's funnier to leave it this way, so.
Yeah.
I agree.
Is also, I don't know if Isen Ayumento is a sponsored team, but is Group A the most sponsored teams we have?
Oh, wow.
In a group? SAUL, Legacy, and Luminosity are all rather large orgs. While Shinarude, Ground Zero, and DreamMax are all also orgs, I suppose. Antic, Nouns, and Reject are all for sure groups. I don't know if Zora Tigers is a
I'd
org
have
or
to
not.
Assume.
It yeah, if you like put if is. You put gaming at the end of your name, you're probably an orc.
Yeah, it actually might be C. Might be
I think C might be 4-for-4 sponsor. That's C's actually cash. Pretty sick to see. Like, now that I'm taking a look at it, we have a lot of sponsored teams. That's awesome.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, shout out. Get that money. Okay. all right. Well, Group E, Champion Lord and Jonas. What do we want to give the name for Group E? Any ideas for names? Chat, feel free to sound off if you have a name for Group E.
Group.
I
don't know. That's a tough one. I thought originally we were going to do something with like using the letters of the name, but we're, like,
race
not
for
doing
race
that.
For second is very good. race for second.
I love Naomi just wanting to call it Japan.
Japan and who else?
Japan and friends.
and C. Oh, race. Antic makes it up. Oh, ICC. Oh, Vamos makes it out. Eh, could happen. If they don't get their Absol banned against them, that's it. All right, Group F, shall we? What a lot of people were losing their mind on Twitter about. Orange Juicers from North America, Fusion from Latin America South, Evos Onyx from APAC West, and Yala Bingo from EU. I mean, it's just Orange Juicers Fusion, right?
Yeah, as much as I think y'all bingo could make something happen, I cannot bet
For
against
sure, for sure.
either of those teams.
Totally give it that. I give it that. Wonder Chef, would you vouch for Evos Onyx or Yala Bingo?
I mean, I vouch for them as teams, but
Oh, for sure. Listen, listen. This is the World Championships, right? Like, all the teams here are freaking gods at the game. Like, they are all extremely. We have Luminosity not making it out of Group A. Like, there are incredible teams here. So, yeah, I definitely will give the teams their flowers, but who you got winning?
I think. I mean, if we're talking about like who's winning first place in it, I gotta give it to Fusion. I mean,
Okay.
I don't have a reason to think otherwise still. I
Bridget,
mean,
how are you
I think
thinking?
Orange's Arcanid though.
Yeah, I must say Fusion as well.
Okay,
Orange
okay.
Juicers has been looking great though, so, and we haven't, Orange Juicers wasn't a team necessarily when AOS happened, so.
True. And the players on Orange Juicers who were at Eos Cup all did quite well, right? Like you think about like where they were on at teams at that time, like they were doing quite well, like Roland in particular. But okay, Group F, I'm gonna call Group. Oh well, it's the wrong color. Crap. Hold on.
Group Fusion.
Fake Group of Death.
Fake group of death? Yeah, I mean it's a really hard group. I do really think, especially if I had to choose one team that could pull off like maybe the biggest upset of the entire tournament, it's possibly Yala Bingo.
Whoa, win the whole tournament?
No, I didn't say win the whole tournament. I said pull off the biggest upset of the whole
Yeah,
tournament.
if
Oh, I
they
thought
denied
you
one of
said if there was
these.
one team that randomly won the whole tournament, it'd be Yala Bingo. I was like, okay, let's go. But yeah, whoever gets a win off Fusion probably gets out of groups. That's true. Yeah, most likely. I will say. Okay, let's move on. Group G. Only three teams in these last two groups, so basically only one team is getting the boot. We have Ryze, Zeta Division, 3Digitos. I pretty clear Zeta Division first, Ryze second for me. How y'all feeling?
Zeta Divisions is
Kabi-chans.
Kabi-chans
Yes.
for those who may not know.
And Ryze
And
was RRQ from last year.
oh yeah.
And I mean just Ryze from this year. They've been doing quite well. It's like Eeyore and that whole group.
Yeah, I fully agree. I mean,
As good 3Digitos, they pushed Fusion to a bracket reset in grand finals, right? The final game five for sure. But it's just like I said it with SAUL. I don't like giving teams a ton of gas for almost winning a game one time. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm going. I'm going Zeta first, Ryze second.
I actually think that secretly this is kind of a group of death,
That's what
even
I'm
though there's only
saying, though.
three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only three is a little scary.
Yeah, that actually does make it even scarier, honestly, in its own way.
Right, is this the low-key scary group?
Low key scary. Or high key
Angry.
scary.
All right. Group H, y'all. Group H, with final group of the night. Team MYS and Teku and Nemesis. Interesting. Okay, another three team. So obviously, the teams that are chilling in Group H and G quite excited about the fact that they have a very, very good chance to make it out of the groups and into day two. But still, they do have some stiff competition. Who are we all thinking for first place out of this group? I think, are we most likely saying Inteku is not making it to day two?
Yeah, I think I would have to probably agree with that. Actually, I don't know.
Yeah, I
Okay,
think
actually, let me.
so.
I think Nemesis is making it to day two. And
Agreed.
then past that, I think kind of anything could happen. I think it's very possible that anything could happen.
Oh, so you're vouching for Nemesis first seed then?
Yeah.
Okay. How about
Are
you, Bridget?
you not?
Okay, I
not?
listen. I should, but the okay. We talked about it a little bit with Talon. MYS is one of those teams that in region people will not shut up about how good they are. Like, in APAC, people are like, MYS is the freaking best. MYS is so good. Yeah, they didn't do that well in that tournament, but they're so good. It's like, oh, man. Maybe I'm not.
Is it the same roster as last year? Do you know?
I think they switched out one player. But for the most part, it is the same roster. Yeah.
They did it day two last year. Obviously, it was only top eight. Mm-hmm. They lost to MJK in Japan, but they were able to beat. Yeah. Team Peps and TTV.
Sheesh.
So they seem to have the Western meta down, at least from a year ago. I would say MYS and NEM, but I'm not sure who I would put first. I guess NEM.
Yeah, I think if we're all collectively saying NEM, very okay to vouch for them first place here. Second place, let's go ahead and just lock down MYS. And Teku has some great players. Any Sus is a mean Buzzwole. I'll say it. But I mean, those are all first timers onto a world stage. I mean, I can pull whatever narrative I want. I think Nemesis and MYS just are like the more notorious teams. They got that name factor. I feel like they're going to be able to rock it in, but. Whoever throws less gets first.
True.
I mean, knowing some of those teams, some of those players, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Okay, do we have a group name for Group H? Any ideas from anybody? Chat or Bridget or Wonder Chef?
Group Hardfur and Teku.
Oh, wait, hold on. I like this one from chat. The Nemesis.
It's not even like it's...
Oh, except I can't do capitals in this shout out. Any
it still works. I think it still works.
Oh, I just have to like spell it different.
No, I think if you just do N E M Y S I S, it goes through. It gets through.
There we go. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was gonna spell Nemesis wrong. Is basically it.
And then shout out any sus in parentheses.
Yeah. Also, they're not even called Nemesis anymore. They're the Fluffy Aimers.
Oh, I forgot.
No, aren't they Fluffy Nemesis now? They're still kind of Nemesis, right?
Yeah, they're Fluffy Nemesis, which is crazy.
Nemesis. Nemesis. Hello. Yeah, it is crazy. But okay, there we go. People, screen cap it. Clip it, whatever you like. That is our final group predictions. Just to run it down for you audio listeners one more time, in Group A, aka the wild card group.
Oh god.
In first place, we have SAUL Esports and Legacy in second place. Moving on. In group B, aka the APAC Homers group, we have Talon going out first and G going through second. In Group C, aka the Surely This Time Tune group, we have Nouns Esports going up first place and Zora Tigers Gaming second place out of Group C. Group D, we have the Revenge group, and we have Rework Respawn of Latin America North coming in first place and Shinden Rude of APAC East coming in second place. In Group E, aka the Race for Second group, that might be my favorite one. We have Champion Lord in first place and Latin America North in second. Or sorry, Latin America North is Jonas HG in second place. In Group F, aka the Fake Group of Death, we have Latin America South Fusion in first place and Orange Juicers from North America in second place. In Group G, aka the low-key scary group, we have Japan's Zeta Division in first place and APAC West's Rise, or Onic Rise, in second place. And our final group, Group H, aka the Nemesis, you gotta look how it's spelled group, is gonna be Nemesis in first place and Team MYS from APAC West in second place. And that's the whole crew. That is the whole crew. We did it, folks. I can't believe it. But in the end, we got all the groups. Crazy stuff. Any regrets from the two of you? Or
so many. So many regrets.
So many regrets.
I should not have agreed to come on this episode. I should have said, no, I'm busy tonight. I'm
Let's
playing
go.
Final Fantasy 14, please.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll free you soon.
It's, yeah. That's the life we chose when we picked up podcasting again. I don't know. Anyway, so that's it. If you're watching this episode on YouTube, hopefully we get it up in some time. We're really behind on the YouTube and podcast uploads, so we're really sorry about that again. I know I keep apologizing for that, but that's on me. But thank you, everybody, for the constant support, specifically Wonder Chef and Bridget for joining and doing this really, really fun prediction show. And I think with one thing that all three of us can say with absolute certainty is there is no way that this even remotely reflects what's actually going to happen at Worlds. Like, it
said Ayumoto is going to win it all.
He said Ayumoto. That is true.
Exactly.
Wait, hold on. That's the last question I have for all of you, including chat. What team that we don't have highlighted is the most likely team to win Worlds?
Ooh.
To win Worlds?
Yes. Out of all the teams that we don't have predicted to make it out of groups, what team is the most likely to win Worlds?
LG, bro.
LG.
LG. What am I talking about? I forgot because I voted for LG. It has to be LG. Can we do this question without LG? I feel like that is more interesting.
Okay. I mean, really?
I also feel like we should double highlight LG in that group.
The funniest part is we don't have first.
So bad.
We don't have first or second place making it like from last year making it out. Because Elevator also are making it out.
Yeah.
Okay, true. We're actually demons for this.
Okay, to be fair, let me for anybody who's watching or listening, I voted for Luminosity to make out of pools and I voted for Elevator making out of pools, but this is a
that won't hold up in court. That won't hold up. Erase it for the record. Yeah, it won't hold up in court.
We all held hands and agreed on this.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you're both voting LG. I'm voting Reject JSV, baby. Secret ship to the moon. Plus, nice, it's just when in doubt, always bet on Japan. That's what I am betting for this year. We'll see. Gosh, that is going to be a crazy, crazy lineup. Okay, just a few little quick stats before we get to the end of it. In leading out of the groups, we have three teams from North America that is the most representation of any of the regions from the teams that we chose. We only have two APAC East teams. We only have two APAC West teams. And same with Latin America North. Japan only having two as well, so somewhat interesting. Obviously, there's a few regions, but only have one. We only have one EU team out of the three that are qualifying. Yeah, some other interesting stuff like that. And, of course, the two teams going to Wilson is crazy. But, okay, let's close up shop on this episode. Bridget, anything that you want to shout out before we end stream?
Unite Mike's Mayhem starts next week, correct?
Mm-hmm. This week. Starts tomorrow.
This week. It starts tomorrow. I knew that.
Yes. Okay. For everybody who's wondering, Unite Mike's Mayhem starts literally tomorrow. We are going to be doing our event yet again. If anybody does not know what Unite Mike's Mayhem is watching this channel, it is Dupes and X and I's, the Unite Mike's channel's invitational tournament series. We do three nights of basic, very like Fight Night-esque if you're a fan of like other esports that do like weekly evening tournaments. But basically, we invite four teams to have a competition where you play for $100 prize pool, four teams, single elim, very straightforward. But then out of those 3 weeks, we take the winners and they all play the winner of last season's Unite Mike's Mayhem, which was Nemesis. So we're going to have those three teams competing. I will give you the teams that are playing tomorrow, but just for a little bit of hype, Nemesis obviously waiting on that championship day on the 31st, but all four of the NA reps have all confirmed to me and signed up for different events and different days that they'll be playing in. So each week we'll have a different Worlds qualified North American team competing. I'm very excited.
That's sick.
Potentially getting some rework respawn, stuff like that too. We'll see. But G is going to be competing tomorrow, and as well as Umbra Vulpium will be playing Pocket Rockets. If you have not watched grassroots tournaments right now, you might have not gotten the chance to watch Pocket Rockets play. They are notorious for playing the support Machamp, or as Ender likes to call it,
the
quarterback. So you might want to check it out. It's very, very good. And then the final team playing is going to be the Mighty Ducks, which is kind of like a new look at Exile this year. So yeah, it'll be a very exciting evening of Pokemon Unite tomorrow night. So make sure to tune in. It will be at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, happening here on the Unite Mix channel. So be there, be square. You know the vibes. We'll probably be doing some giveaways and stuff. I don't know the exact details on that. Pay attention to the Twitter. You know where to find us. Wonderchef, how about you?
No, I don't got anything, honestly. I'm boring right now.
All right.
I feel like we're
watching it.
I was gonna say the tournament thing as well, but
yeah, that's all I got is their stuff.
Yeah, so I'll just be the one to awkwardly say, let's look forward to Worlds. Woo!
Yeah, woo! Yeah, awesome. I can't wait. We're probably gonna be covering more and more world stuff. We'll be talking about the groups as we get closer to the actual event date, of course. Overdunk will keep on chugging out new episodes. But thank you everybody for tuning in. It was a super fun live stream here on Twitch, but make sure to tune into the episodes on YouTube as they go up. Leave a comment about what we got wrong, what we got right in the groups. I really want to hear from you all, and by that I am terrified. So we'll see you all next week when potentially Dat Boy Muck will be on the episode, but we'll see you all then, and have a great rest of your night. Bye bye.